Welcome back to Soccer Card United. It's episode 214 of the greatest soccer the greatest soccer card podcast in the world. My name is Jason. That's Enzo. Hi, Enzo.
Hello, Jason.
You look very professional sitting over there.
Oh my goodness, you're not wrong. Thanks for noticing.
Yeah, no problem. The viewers, the listeners, obviously are experiencing, I hope, a superior audio experience when you talk, but the viewers are getting, talk about a superior experience.
Yeah, they're getting a treat. This is the new era, I would say, of Soccer Cards United podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
All podcasts, mm-hmm. Arguably. Look at that. I feel like I'm in the gantry.
Yeah, you're up there. You could be like a Jamie Carragher or a Gary. Which one are you more like, Jamie Carragher or Gary Neville?
Jesus, that's a tough question. That's a horrible question. I mean, Jamie Carragher, I suppose, yeah.
Mm. I think you're Carragher and I'm Neville.
Wow. Now, to be fair, if you think of like Martin Tyler, he always holds a thing up. Like, he doesn't necessarily have one of these on the go.
Your headset mic, you see more in American sports.
I was going to say,
a basketball court or at a wrestling tournament. Remember the wrestler announced he used to wear them?
I feel like Joe Rogan commentating at the UFC at the table.
Mm.
I'm officially Joe Rogan. I'm going to shave my head next.
Yeah, so very good. I hope everyone is enjoying that. And we're always working to improve the quality of the operation here at Soccer.
To innovate, because now I'm over here, Jason. I'm talking about. You still have me. Yeah. Rumor has it you might have one of these yourself in the near future.
Yeah, that's right.
Such is the kind of levels that we're. I'm
excited to have. For the thumbnails of the episode, I'm excited to not have to try and crop out or angle the picture in a certain way so that the mic arm's not in the frame and all that. It's great.
We've changed the game potentially here. We'll see how it goes.
People might be sitting at home going, this is much worse.
Yeah, this is horrible. I can hear him breathing.
I can hear him breathing or whatever. Anyway, lots of stuff to discuss on the show today. We had a very football heavy weekend for the Easter bank holiday. We'll get into that later on in the show.
Okay.
But first, we're going to start because we were on the road to the Euros, Euro 24 with Tops, when we got Road to the Euros Finest that came out. And despite a lot of criticism, was quite a big success.
Yeah, huge demand for that set.
And then we're back on the road to the Euros. But this time we're seeing the debut of a hobby brand well known in baseball, coming over to soccer, and that is Topps Pristine Road to the Euros 2024 has been announced.
We have a pristine soccer product for the first time. If you're familiar with baseball, you'll be familiar with the brand. We are not familiar with the brand. We've just seen Topps Pristine baseball many a time in our days, but we've never dabbled in it. We've never opened it ourselves, Jason. I'm not sure about you, but I can only myself here. And it's coming. We're getting another Road to the Euro. So they're before releasing the official Euro product, hobby product, similar to how Panini do the World Cup, we're getting some Road to the World Cup product, to the Euro products, which obviously gives us an opportunity to bring in teams that didn't qualify, players that didn't qualify that they still have the licenses for, countries that didn't qualify. Jason, you'll be hoping, I think, that Ireland are in this. You'll be hoping.
Mm.
Even if you don't love the design.
Yeah. The design we can talk about because it's kind of a lot of people have been shocked by the designs. just to give the kind of the bare specs here, you're looking at an April 26th release date according to this blowout first buzz. The box basics are 3 autographs or auto relics per 6 pack box. So 3 autographs or auto relics. So you get 3 autos per box. That's massive.
Yeah, 3, I think, encased autographs as well.
Foof. This modern throwback gets a run for soccer fans. This is what's buzzworthy about it, according to Blood. This modern throwback gets a run for soccer fans, quote, showcasing Europe's flawless footballers on ultra-modern and clean designs in what Topps calls a box-breaker's dream. So then again, we see the move to breaking as the preferred,
destination.
Yeah. Each pack contains one encased autograph or encased base pristine parallel and two base parallels, or they can have one auto relic and seven base cards, just like in baseball. It's a 200 card set, so the finest was only a 100 card set, that they expanded the base set. Plenty of parallels with the pristine encased refractors, including blue to 75, gold to 50, orange to 25, pink to 15, red to 5, and 101 black. There will also be standard refractors, as well as green to 125, purple 99, blah, 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 and one of one superfractors not encased. The inserts will include six sets. The sets are called this: Inevitable, Pristine Borders, Fresh Faces, Marvelous Moments, Iconic 11, that's number to 50, and a one per case hit, Pristine Prodigies. The two rarer sets will only have reds and supers, while the other sets have gold, orange, red, and superfractor parallels at the same volume of the base parallels. And for the ink, which is the autographs, will include pristine autos to 99 with gold to 50, orange 25, 101 black for parallels. Joining them will be pristine borders autos with gold, orange, red, and supers. There will also be pristine pair jewel autos, marvelous moments, and pristine prodigies. Prodigies. These will only have reds and supers. This is all very difficult to follow. But basically there's a whole kind of wide thing going on.
Yeah, pristine prodigy there, Jason, in the top left, you can see there.
Oh yeah, I see that there, yeah. This seems to mostly be a set that's based on shoving the largest number of fonts into the same card. I'm looking at this, it's like six different fonts on the Pristine Prodigies card. Why can't I say that word?
I'm not familiar with Pristine Baseball. I don't know how popular it is. I don't know if the designs are the same. I'm pretty sure they are. I'm not loving it, for my personal taste. I think it'll be a great set, though, if that makes sense. Like, it's a high-end Euro set. Like, it's not going to do bad, I don't think. I think it's going to be a good set. I don't love the design, but I think when we start seeing boxes of this open, you're seeing three national kit autographs plus everything else that's in there, I think it's going to be an exciting box. Don't love the design. I think
Panini did Road to the World Cup National Treasures, didn't they?
Yes. This is probably the closest thing to that, I suppose.
This would be the closest thing to that.
Because we had Euro Mosaic, etc. as well. Road to the World Cup Mosaic as well.
There is a similar base design to baseball.
Yeah.
And then there's the Pristine Borders. So Pristine Borders is going to be like a kind of national hero style.
I like that. The national flag always do well. People love that. Especially with a national kit beside it. That's going to be something.
Exactly. So that's I think, like a lot of people kind of had the, problem of unlicensed or whatever for... or teams that were left out or different things for finest, and yet it did very, very well. And I think this is going to be the same. I think there's going to be a lot of people who are like, I don't like that design, or I don't like this, or I don't like that. But because we're not getting national team sets every year, it's exciting.
It's novel, yeah. It's novel. And so, like, if you had a nice pristine patch autograph of an Irish player, I think you'd be buzzing.
I'd be very happy.
Yeah, and the thing
is, like, addition to my collection of Irish patch autos.
Yeah. Like, that's great for you, but then on the flip side, all the Portuguese collector, it's like all each team has much more, I'd say, collectability, maybe.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I'm into it.
So we'll see.
3 weeks time.
That goes. Yeah. Nice. It also raises the possibility of perhaps seeing a UEFA club competitions pristine in future.
Yes.
So. Which would be an extremely rich set.
I think it would have been fun if we had a bit more pre-production done here, Jason. It'd be a bit fun to go through other baseball sets and say, what would we have preferred over pristine? Like, all those licenses they're going to carry over. Mm-hmm. Was there a better one that they could have used, in our opinion,
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm just having a quick look.
You're scouring through baseball.
I'm scouring through baseball. I don't know, but I almost... it's nice to give the old live reaction, and also to not have all these I like not knowing anything about pristine or inception or whatever it is when it comes in, because then you go like, what's this? It's like a whole new fresh thing.
But it's also fun as well, because obviously the kind of hardcores that are in the hobby, like people that are deep into baseball, which is obviously such a popular part of the hobby, huge, the cornerstone of it. It's interesting the experience of someone that has actually opened baseball pristine and likes it or doesn't like it, and then seeing this kind of carry over.
Yeah, I think the worst example, even though the product actually, when you open it, it's not that bad. The worst example of this methodology is Finest Flashbacks, where you're flashing back with a soccer set that flashes back to the 90s to a set that predates soccer cards, and you know, a soccer collector couldn't possibly relate to it, really. That's the kind of bad side of it, is just kind of porting it over and assuming that it'll just transpose perfectly. But when you something like this, where it's a rich product, and like I say, it's kind of in that like National Treasures bracket. We don't know, based on the baseball price, I think the baseball was like $350 or something.
Okay.
So I don't know how close that's going to be. Obviously, Euro product, we're used to Panini pricing international competitions, and they tend to do that quite highly for their Euros and their World Cup products, so it remains to be seen. But yeah.
Love dead air here, Jason. What's up?
Are you looking at something?
Yeah, sorry, I was looking at they just released the Euro stickers.
Oh, the Euro stickers came out.
Yeah, they're officially live on the website. I was just looking at that. Were you just looking at me saying what's he looking
at? I was looking at you. I was trying to work out I thought maybe we had like some lag or something going on.
I was like, yeah, why is he not doing anything? I was like, it's pure silence. Yeah. You know, sorry, just the Euro stickers. There you go. Yeah. So I was going on just for the listener. I was checking other MLB. I wanted to look at some different MLB products to see if there was any other brand I wanted to carry over. And then I got distracted when I seen the Euro stickers. I said, it's the Euro stickers.
The general public were shocked by the fact that Panini had lost the Euro sticker license.
Yeah, the people that are not deep in the hobby don't know anything about Fanatics, don't know anything about anything. They're not clued. Yeah. They just know every year Panini, anytime there's a national thing, tournament going on, Panini have the licenses, and they were dumbfounded.
They were like, what the hell? Why is it not Panini? Why is it Thompson? Why is there unlicensed stuff and you know all this? And then people in the comments were like telling them, you see, Michael Rubin, all right, he wanted to, and they just were so confused.
That was funny.
But yeah, I think obviously like there is that thing of like Tops, they bought the Merlin brand and all that stuff to have that kind of sticker heritage. Mm-hmm. But it'd be interesting to see how the general public
take on feels. Set, yeah.
Yeah. Are there parallels in this, like Panini did for the World Cup?
That's what I was looking for, Jason. That's where my silence came from. If you go down a bit, there's one there that looks the same to have different colors. Look, that one that's to the left, the Mega Eco Box.
Oh, yeah, I see it here now.
I don't know what that means.
Two parallel stickers. Contains 90 euro, 90 2024 stickers, including two parallel stickers.
When you're good, you're good.
Hmm.
That means you're guaranteed parallels.
Two parallels and one gold signature sticker in this Mega Eco Box.
Right, but the signature is not a real signature, right? Printed?
No.
So the Mega Eco Box is kind of the one you want, basically. We've just stumbled upon.
I guess so.
Let me see.
You do what you get on the tin?
Gold stickers. See, there's so many SKUs. That's what I don't understand. Because, like, surely the main box that looks a lot better should have the parallels, shouldn't it? Like, the official Euro Mega Starter Bundle, is there no parallels in that?
24 stickers plus an 88 page album. Full box, 100 packets. I think there's no guaranteed parallels.
Okay.
So you probably will get parallels, but I don't know if there's guaranteed parallels.
Oh, I see. Yeah. If it has that kind of black and gold label on the box, that tells you what you're getting. See the... It's like yellow and black. Do you see that?
On the other set. Yeah, the yellow and black banner up the top of the box.
Yes.
That's right.
Because the two parallels is fascinating. I mean, again, I don't know if they're numbered parallels. I think in stickers it's harder to number them, so they're just different color, right?
Yeah. I believe they're just different colors. One interesting thing is, compared to the cards, like compared to the Finest, they seem to have, for the unlicensed teams, they seem to have just done a headshot.
Makes sense.
So you see Julian Brandt there for Germany. Musiala is just his head.
That's smart.
DeMarco, Camavinga just his head. That's a different design approach to what they did for...
I think it's easier to get away with that on a little sticker than it is on a big card.
You couldn't just have Federico DeMarco's head just staring out at you on a standard trading card.
On a Topps Chrome. I don't think so.
No. Maybe not.
So basically, we're getting, like, Jason, the Euros is around the corner. Like, I feel like there hasn't been a lot of build-up. People haven't focused on it yet, but it's coming very, very soon. Like, we're talking, indeed. What, 2 or 3 months away? Is that right?
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
It's off June. Jesus.
Jeez. End of June. Trying to start.
Yeah. Let's go. Well, the Euros, we wrapped up internationally. That's fascinating.
How's that going to affect things? It's actually the middle of June. It's the 14th of June it kicks off.
So how is that going to impact at all?
Yeah, we're going to have, you know, Jamal Musiala and Wirtz, you know, winning the Euros for Germany, and then everyone wants them at the national.
Maybe. Maybe that's a stretch, but maybe. There you go.
I said that. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
What other top sets do you think we're going to get for the Euros? Do you think we're just looking at a Chrome and then that's them done, or you think there's something else in the tuck?
I don't know. I mean, we are, like, we're pretty close, but they've gotten two products in the last 3 weeks or something. So, like, they're, you know.
And they're the road to get that done. Like, what do you think our flagship release is going to be for? Like, obviously, Chrome. You're expecting Chrome.
You'd expect a Chrome.
But do you expect a museum post-tournament? Do you expect?
I suppose I'd be expecting a kind of a general audience Chrome, or, you know, I hope they're not going to do paper. So just imagine there's a Chrome.
Yeah.
And then I would expect something else as well.
So you're saying for Euro 2024, you're expecting 4 total products from Topps. I'm not trying to put you on the spot there, but saying it, but that's kind of what you're expecting.
Yeah, I'm thinking about what Panini did for the last World Cup. So they did Road to the World Cup Donruss, Road to the World Cup National Treasures. So that would correspond to Finest and
Mosaic as well, though. Road to the World Cup.
That's three.
But that's the World Cup.
That's the World Cup. And then they did Prism and Eminence.
Yeah, and they did many SKUs of Prism.
So that'd be 5 brands.
Yeah, do you think, basically, I suppose that's it. Is Pristine our answer to National Treasures, or is that our answer to Eminence? Surely there's a high end. They have to. You have to. That must be. Shouldn't there? Is there? Like, there's not,
well,
be,
I suppose.
I don't think.
The licensing thing does come into play, because if you have, like, if you don't have the licenses for...
Yeah, if Eminence was missing 3 or 4 of the top teams, it would be a bit shoddy.
They might have done a road too, because they'd be able to then put in the teams that they didn't have. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's a curious one. It's a very curious one indeed.
Because I think, I'm pretty sure they have, like, I don't know if they just have Euro 2024, if they have a multi-Euro deal. I think it's a multi-Euro deal. I think they have 2028. Yeah. So in that case, like, you want to set the tone, I suppose, with, oh, we're going to 2028, we want to be expecting, oh, they're going to do this one, they're going to do, you know.
Mm.
That's like, you expect Eminence, basically. Like, in 2026, we're going to have an Eminence. You know, you can safely assume. And that's because they set the kind of tone. But they set the tone in 2018, not 2014. So I suppose you get a tournament's grace to figure out what you want to do, I suppose.
Do you know what we could get? I'm just thinking off the top of my head here.
Mm-hmm.
We might get a Euro 2024 knockout, like how we get the UCC knockout.
Ooh.
Yeah. We might get, like, who's in the knockout stages, they're getting a set.
Italy in the knockout stage. They'd be probably, like, hoping all the unlicensed teams see an early bath.
Get knocked out. Yeah.
Because it'd be a bit shoddy if most of the knockout teams were unlicensed.
Yeah, you'll have people in Topps UK cheering against England.
No, you won't get that. Come on. Come on.
It can happen.
Come on. But, you know, listen, I'm just saying, Pristine is here. It's new. I like that they've introduced a new brand to it in terms of soccer, a new brand crossing over to soccer. That's something we're hoping to see more of, I suppose, in the future with nice brands. I don't know if there's any specific brand that people that collect both are saying, when are they going to do this for soccer? Whether it's a tribute or whatever. Mm-hmm. Sterling baseball. Like, is there Sterling soccer? Can we get that done? I don't know. I don't even know if we'd want to. Like, I don't know what's good and what's bad. Dynasty Soccer, Pristine Soccer. This year, we're getting 2 first-time Topps soccer brands coming over to soccer. Topps brand coming over to soccer. I feel like the Euros. I feel like everyone's expecting Chrome, but I feel like we're going to get something else as well, maybe. But I do think Chrome will have a lot of SKUs. Blasters.
Yeah.
Like, I'd expect that to be seen in the UK and in Game or wherever they have their deals. I expect Hobby Euro 2024 blasters. And obviously these stickers too. We're not sticker guys ourselves, Jason, but that is heritage, and it is interesting to see Topps having to handle and manage But I suppose Match Attacks has them well versed in this, you know.
Yeah, yeah, they're no strangers to the sticker and kind of general release retail trading cards game.
Could we be saying that this could be the very first time Panini are properly sitting there on the sidelines having to eat the kind of fruits of what Fanatics have done to them? Because they still have their basketball license at the moment. They still have all of that. This is the first time where I'd say normally it's festival atmosphere inside the Panini HQ in Modena.
Yeah.
I'm just saying this is a...
We've seen them do the England set. Panini UK announced the England set.
Yeah.
And they were using all of the ones that they had licensed to put them in. And I wonder, actually, I don't know this. Maybe I'll check. I wonder if Panini in each of the other countries is doing the same thing. So Panini Italia putting out an Italy set with the other, you know, and that's what
the sticker collecting desires during World Cup.
Yeah. That could very well be.
In order to do that, you're going to have to maneuver the Panini website. So good luck with you there.
Yeah. I'm struggling already here. Things have broken down entirely for me.
Well, they've dropped a world class 2024 world class, and they're using national kits. Celebrating the FIFA legacy, they have Brazil, Germany, Italy, Argentina, France, Uruguay, England, and Spain in their world-class brand, which I don't know if they're cards or stickers. Stickers. It says stickers.
World-class, yeah. World-class and top-class.
Yeah, so Panini are basically, this time of year, we normally print stuff, so we're going to have to make some stickers.
We're just going to print some stuff. Yeah,
we're going to have to. What can we do? What can we create? The printers and stickers factory in Modena is ready to go.
Fascinating. But yeah, they've done that under the FIFA license. Interesting stuff.
Fascinating stuff going on in the licensing world, and soccer seems to be just at the heart of it, getting ripped apart. Left, right, and center. Yeah. Differences coming and going. You have to just adapt to it, Jason.
Well, Panini wouldn't be happy with me earlier because I said we're not used to getting national team products every year, and they would retort and they would say, we have done FIFA Select last year and we're doing it again. They just put that up on their website.
Yeah, they've put the whole whack on their website, Jason.
Yes, we already talked about Serie A when that was announced, but then they announced EPL, La Liga, and FIFA Select would all be coming back as well for another go.
FIFA Donruss is up on that website too, Jason.
Yeah, I think we talked about that when it came out because we saw the Lamine Yamal.
Yeah, I'm just saying the artwork of the box officially coming soon. So Panini America's coming soon on soccer. It's starting to fill up. We're talking about five different SKUs, Jason.
We got a messy stained glass in the FIFA Select.
I'm growing to this stained glass, even though initially I thought it would look better without the footballs, the soccer balls. But now I kind of like it. Although I do think it looks very similar to that MLS thing that Topps put out. That also had Messi and four balls that were on fire. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. But that was weird. That was, at least this is based on a stained glass window. That was based on, I don't know what that was based on. Somebody's nightmare.
Oh my God.
Visionary has been redesigned, the Visionary insert. They've kept artistic impressions, which I didn't like in last year's selects, and I still don't like.
Can I say, if you take that, right? Joking aside, let's have some jokes aside here, right? If you take this design and remove the vertical writing on the far left that says artistical impression, and if you got rid of the FIFA logo and the Select logo, that's a nice card. And to be honest, you could leave the Select logo there.
That entire, take away the FIFA and the name, don't name the insert on the insert.
Yeah, Kaboom does say Kaboom, I suppose. But it's like, why is that so necessary?
That doesn't say stained glass.
Yeah, it's good enough. That's it. If you need to write down what it is, you can't just tell by visually seeing it, then get rid of that. That's the big issue inserts have, is that they all feel the need to have a name and have that name in a random text on the card, taking up most of the card. Just taking up the card. I think, yeah, there's a lot of work from both companies in the regard of inserts. Because inserts are always seen as less desirable, whereas I think they should be more desirable because they are shorter print by virtue of being inserts and not base cards.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, like Visionary. Can we go back to that one?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
It's not great.
No, that's ultimately the answer. It's not great. Do better.
But you're looking at your same configuration, your three autographs or memorabilia cards, and your 7 inserts or insert parallels and 14 parallels, including 5 numbered parallels per box on average.
Can I say I don't love how big they made the borders on that one as well? The aluminium aisle, the field vision, they really let...
This one?
In the past, you got a lot of field.
Yes.
Now it's a lot of card design.
And he's actually not even on the field.
Yeah, but like, that's... I don't hate it. I don't hate it, but I don't love it. I don't know.
More field.
The parallel pops more if there's less field, I suppose. Because there's more...
True, because some select parallels, you can't really tell what's going on because there's only a small little band of...
Yeah, look, we'll see.
Hmm.
I think they'll all be good sets, depending on the price, of course. Like, the price point will dictate how good or bad the selects are this year.
Yeah, I'm just looking here.
But again, people have shared kind of the idea of not wanting a select every year. You know, it's almost like, don't spoil us. Don't do that. Like, I don't want it. It's special. Because we had it and it didn't have it for many years.
Yeah.
A lot of the OGs, especially 2016, 17 select, stuff like that, 2017, 18. But in fairness, that was a 2-year burst and then it stopped. Is this a 2-year burst? I don't know. It does feel like...
I think it's a way for them to do a release. They don't want to do Mosaic, obviously, because Mosaic didn't go down well.
Yeah.
But they're not able to commit necessarily to a Prism.
Which is interesting, but I do think it makes sense.
Because probably Select is a shorter print product. It's like you can just kind of bang them out. It's a different... They don't want to kind of jam up their Prism production line or whatever it is with these brands because they could be printing, you know, whatever. Other stuff, other Prisms.
I understand.
So between, we already have, you know, Euro Pristine and Tree Select coming back. So it's a good year for national kits. I'll tell you that much.
That's true.
And I just wanted to pay kind of some attention to, you know, we talked about Futera Unique is coming.
Yeah, Nostalgia.
Unique Nostalgia, yeah. I just saw some stuff on their website. It says it's coming April 6th, but I could have sworn it was...
I've seen it open.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on there. But anyway, I just thought there was a lot of good stuff, a lot to like in this set, and a lot of like stuff where you just feel like, why can't Thompson Panini do that?
Hmm.
In terms of, you know...
Oh, the photo.
There's your Rio Ferdinand, your Ronaldinho, signing loads of cards. Like, just obviously, like, that's, you know, Thompson Panini wouldn't just be doing it kind of in this casual way.
Yeah.
But to a certain extent, I kind of like it, you know. It kind of demystifies the process a little bit, and it's like, yeah, you just have to go meet Rio, obviously... For your sticker set, for your sticker sheets, this is entirely different. This is like a few on card autos they can do. You can sit there; it's grand. But I think like we saw those few pictures of the Topps Dynasty signings.
Yeah.
And it was like we were all really excited about it, but that's because we're on like kind of like very strict rations when it comes to this sort of stuff. And there's no need for us to be, I don't think.
You know, I like seeing this for sure.
Yeah. Ivan Rakitic, John Terry, Michael Owen. Good fun.
Oh, that is good. Good images. Because, you know, even like the top ones, like the cards are very much in the background as well. But partially because they don't want you to see the design. They don't want you to get too excited about it, etc. Like it's there, but it's not there.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is nice.
Obviously, like Futera, from their point of view, they're trying to... capture market share. They're trying to kind of prove themselves and convince everyone, yeah, you know, do this. It's
yeah, we are getting real signatures, blah blah blah.
Yeah, it's good. Topps and Panini can afford slightly to kind of more, you know, say you just buy it.
Yeah, just buy it, relax.
Just buy it. Just shut up and buy it.
But like, on the flip side, when you see the platinum sets, you get a nice little video, you get them chatting, you get, you know, they're good. But I know what you mean. Like, it'd be nicer just to see some more, even if you release a post product, you know what I mean? Like the product comes out and then you're posting all the photos of them.
Yeah,
they're missing out on a lot of, I guess, social media, just based on a few different. Yeah, there you go.
But like, you think like you look at this, and if this had, say, if it was set like this, and you had your license, it was licensed as well.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like so expensive because, like, obviously you have to pay everybody for their, and then you have to license it and all that. So it, I understand that there are things that Forterra can do because they're a smaller organization that, you know, whatever. But it's just nice to see, like, it's this. This is, I think, a product that, because I've opened Unique World Football as well, and they're not to be entirely written off. Like, they do have a lot of good elements.
That's true.
And if I was Tops or Panini, I'd just be constantly stealing their ideas and frustrating them.
Very, very good.
Yeah. So
can I say, anyway, when you look at that and you have a box that has four mini packs inside that are also sealed, and then you look at Panini Chronicles that has three mini boxes, obviously we have Finest for Tops, but I still think they could do something that has three minis or four minis in it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think Pristine has three very chunky boxes, or three very chunky packs, which amount to almost a little box.
I might be showing my ignorance in the non-soccer brands. Let me sit back and see how Pristine goes. So.
See if I can find a Pristine box opening here.
I'm very sure you can.
I can. This is from Striker Breaks. Let's see if we can find out how
it goes, what to expect.
This is Striker Breaks. Thank you to Striker Breaks for allowing us to
steal your video. Yeah, so these are more so big chunky packs.
These are big chunky. These are like fat packs.
Yes. Well, fat packs with hits in them.
Yeah, these are like good fat packs.
Oh, look at that.
So there's your... So you open your pack and you get your smaller pack and your encased parallel or your auto or whatever it is. Yeah, this is an encased parallel.
Right, yeah. Very good. I just don't love the Pristine brand, I guess.
Well, you've no reason to. You've no affinity for it. You've no experience of it. Maybe when you get those unlicensed Italy Pristine cards,
I'll be delighted. Yeah, fairness, if there was an Irish card there, I'm sure you'd be delighted.
Yeah.
Listen, we can't judge it until we see it.
No, but it's exciting, and it's you know, exciting and scary at the same time to try new things.
Yeah, that's it.
Speaking of trying new things, we had quite a weekend. Easter Sunday and Monday.
That's a new thing.
We saw the Continental Tires Women's League Cup final at Molineux, the stadium of Wolverhampton Wanderers, on Sunday.
Yep, nice.
Arsenal won it in extra time against Chelsea.
Kate McCabe is unbelievable.
Kate McCabe is an incredible footballer. We learned that. Lauren James is only all right, you know, but Kate McCabe's really good.
Lauren James is unbelievable as well.
Yeah. That was good fun. And then we're at loose end on Monday.
Very
so
loose.
We decided loose as the to go and see Birmingham City. Because Birmingham City, the options were to go to Birmingham City or West Brom. And West Brom was sold out.
Yeah, we couldn't sit beside each other at West Brom, so we decided to support Birmingham City, which came with a free UB40 concert that we weren't able to go to.
But absolutely decided not to. Tragic.
Yeah. That was a proper championship game. Birmingham won. Big for them.
1-0. The goal came from a mistake. It was pure championship.
Various mistakes. Yeah, it was absolutely championship. Quality football. Brilliant. Brilliant to see. Brilliant. To be honest, can I say, the steak pies. I got to get involved in a very English cultural tradition of football games, which is to get the pie. And I went for some steak pie. And I'll tell you this much. I didn't just get one. I got two. Because by the time I ate the first one, I needed another one. It was delicious.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like the pie is the equivalent of the hot dog.
Yeah. That's it. I want that hot dog. I knew the pie was the way to go. And I'm living with no regrets, Jason. That pie was unbelievable.
Very good.
Shame about the game.
Shame about the game. If only quality of football had been good as the quality of the pies.
Yeah, we'd have a good game.
You should have put in a post to that account, Footy Scran.
Bit of this.
I love that account.
Absolutely. You took a photo of me. I don't know if it ever went anywhere. Did it?
It didn't, but I can put it up after the show.
Thanks for keeping that to yourself. That was just for you, was it?
That's just my private collection, yeah.
I went looking. I was like, that photo, what's Jason doing with that? He took a photo of me with my pie, and no one ever got to see it.
I I loved how many people at Birmingham City were wearing Stone Island clothes with the badge out. It was incredible. It was like, there were so many aspects of that game that was like, you know,
exactly what it should have been.
Exactly what it should have been. I was like, what the hell? This is crazy. Like, this is, you know, people going with the hood that has the eye holes and stuff, you know, those with the Stone Island logo. I was like, what is this? Like,
what is going on? The away fans being much louder than the home fans.
Yeah, yeah. Or some cracking chants, many of which we can't repeat here.
Could never. The Preston North End fans had a lot of fun with the fact that there was a concert ticket built into the game ticket.
Yeah.
They were letting the Birmingham fans know that they were only there for the concert. It was very good.
Yeah. It was quite enjoyable. Our American listeners may be interested to know that Tom Brady has a minority stake in Birmingham City.
Yeah, there was an American flag on a pole outside the stadium.
But he was not present at the game, as far as we know.
No, as far as we know, he wasn't there. Yeah, I think the big, and it's, we understand why, but like the not being able to bring alcohol out to your seat in English stadiums is a sad thing, but it is something, we know why they do it, like it's understandable, but we've seen various kind of tourists that kind of ended up in Birmingham, like ourselves, I guess, that were shocked. We weren't shocked, we knew the drill, but that they were shocked that they couldn't enjoy their pint with the game.
Yeah, and it was considering what the atmosphere in the stands was like without alcohol. I can only imagine what it would have been like with alcohol. And I
support it.
I suppose I support it. Yeah. but yeah, it was good fun. I have to say, the atmosphere at Arsenal Chelsea was also really good, but in a very, very different way.
Yes.
It was like there was a lot of people traveling over from Dublin with us to go and see the game. There was people speaking German and other languages around. It was very kind of like cosmopolitan, very kind of like banterful. The Chelsea fans, by the way, shocking all game. I'm cutting that out. I'm cutting that out.
Come on.
I have to cut it out. I have no soundboard effects.
No, come on. I have a little soundboard here and I was waiting.
No.
And to be honest, I didn't use it as well as I wanted to, but I had to throw one in. You have to leave it in. Just don't tire yourself out. Right? I won't do it again. You'll never see me using my soundboard again on a podcast. I promise. But just leave it in. A bit of sound. See what the people, they're not expecting it. You know, don't edit it. Don't change now. Don't edit.
I'll leave it in, but if I'm assured that that is the end of that.
That's the end of it.
All right. Well, then I'll leave it in.
How do you feel about me using the censor button? Should I curse? Is that fun?
How does that work?
Like, I could be talking to you now and I could just say, I'll tell you something about the Preston North.
If you use that every time you curse,
it'd be handy.
The podcast will be mostly that.
Oh, wow. No, that's me done. No! I'm sorry.
No!
I'm sorry.
No. I swear to God, I will end this recording right now.
No. I'm sorry. What happened again? I'm done.
Anyway, I was just saying that the Chelsea fans were underrepresented compared to the Arsenal fans. There was a bit of a scary moment where Frida Manham collapsed on the pitch, but she is okay. It was very scary. The stadium was
in shock, yeah. And they were going mad at the first aid team because they were really taking the time to get over to her. They were really, the crowd had to scream at them to start running. So you can't just walk.
You can't just walk. No. We were all like, it's an emergency. And the team were like, the stretcher bearers and stuff were like, yeah, we'll get there when we get there, you know?
Shocking.
Speaking of footy scran, though, we went to get a hot dog at half time.
What is going on at Molineux, by the way?
What's going on at Molineux? Is there any Wolves fans that can write in and tell us? We went to get a hot dog at half time. It was near the end of half time. So, there wasn't a lot left. We went up. There was maybe three or four hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a few on, and I was praying, don't get the hot dog. Get me to the front. I want this match day hot dog. I was buzzing. Starving as well.
And then you got the front of the line. You said, can I have two hot dogs? And you said, and they said to you,
Those hot dogs are reserved. How the fuck?
Yeah.
Reserved.
Those hot dogs are reserved.
How the fuck? Sorry, that's good.
Yeah.
What happened again? How do you reserve the hot dog? Like, me and Jason ultimately came to the decision that must just be the staff are going to eat them.
I think it was like they just said, no, we're keeping these hot dogs.
Yeah, we're going to, you know what, our shift is done. We worked a lot here. We're going to eat these hot dogs. And I would have rather them say that. They're actually my hot dogs. They said they're reserved. Because I'm like, there's no way there's a method to reserve a hot dog at a football game. Like, the carnage, what do I show up my passport? This is my hot dog.
Yeah, no, I added a hot dog to my ticket when I, but it's not like.
No, there's no way. There's no way. No. We got it absolutely done. She refused to sell us that hot dog and I was starving. And then I got a pack of buttons, which was a big mistake. So
if you are...
It was so funny.
I got a pint. I was like, just give me a drink. I can't even handle it.
We were just at the point where we had to go back out for the second half. And so we were grabbing a hot dog to bring it to our seat because we didn't want to miss the game. We knew we couldn't bring drink out, so we didn't want to miss the start of the second half. And then when she said the hot dogs were reserved, I said, give me a pack of buttons. And then Jason goes, gotta give me a pint of this. And I said, Jason, you can't bring it back in. The game's about easy. He's like, I know, I need it. After that, it was just give me a pint.
Just shocking. No, these are reserved. Like, it was the most, it was like, what is happening here?
You're talking. Starving about.
So maybe people who've been to Molineux or who are season ticket holders at Wolves or who are maybe at other stadiums can tell us, is reserving hot dogs a thing? Because I don't think it is.
It might just be people with life experience that can email in or message in and say they were definitely just eating them themselves.
Yeah. Let us know what you what happened to those hot dogs. That's our big question for you this week. Enzo, next week you're away.
Yeah, so next week, Sunday through to Wednesday, I'm going to be in the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful city of Madrid. I've never been, but I assume it's beautiful because it's in
Spain. It is beautiful.
Andy, have you been? Of course you've been.
It's twice,
Whoa, I'm so sorry. Big Atletico Madrid fan, have you been there? Whoa, what an insult that would have been. Yeah, I'm buzzing. I'm going to the Champions League, Real Madrid versus Manchester City. Kyle Walker is apparently injured, but then he's apparently might not be because he's a monster and he's coming back better than ever and all this sort of stuff.
Mm.
Vinny Jr., Jude Bellingham. Could I witness a Jude Bellingham masterclass? Could I witness Haaland getting back into the team? And I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be a Champions League classic as it tends to be in recent years. And I'm going to enjoy the city as well. Get some.
And find out what their halftime snack. Maybe you can reserve a bocadillo for halftime.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna look into doing some reservations for halftime for sure.
Yeah,
it's gonna be the way it is now.
So you're back on Thursday, and I have an idea for what I'm gonna do on Monday.
I'm back Wednesday.
I mean, you're back on Thursday's podcast.
Oh yeah, Jesus. What day are you? Sunday, Monday. Yeah, I'm not gonna. I mean, I could definitely listen. I can phone in. I can do a pod. I can be part of it. With this new headset?
Okay. With that new headset, you can do anything you like.
You tell me what you need and I can get it done.
Brilliant. Okay. In the meantime, have a great weekend, everyone. And we're doing something very exciting tomorrow, but we'll check our social media for info on that.
Keep an eye on our social media tomorrow. I mean, I don't know if I'd call it very exciting considering where we have to fly again. That's all I'll say.
Okay.